Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, where I archive my own personal Bible studies. And I'm in the book of Galatians, and what's happening here is Paul delivered the gospel of freedom through the cross of Jesus Christ crucified and resurrected. And this is J of the Crucified and Resurrected Method of Living the Recovered Life. Now, Paul taught the Galatians that they were set free in Christ. He leaves the area, and the Jews come in, and they see that the Galatians have this freedom in Christ. In an attempt to take control over the situation, the Jews, or the Judaizers, they attempt to impose Jewish law on the Galatians. And they tell the Galatians that this is great, you're saved by Jesus, but now if in order to complete your salvation, you need to follow our rules and our regulations. And those rules and regulations consisted of practicing holidays, following sacrificial rituals, and following their variations of what it meant to live by the Ten Commandments. So, this is happening and is addressing the issue. And how this relates to what's happening today with us, I don't know. I mean, we're free in Christ. I suppose if anybody else tells us any different and tells us that we have to do certain things to be saved outside of just accepting the Lord into our life, believe in the Lord and believe in God and that Jesus raised him, and that God raised Jesus from the dead, is what is needed to be saved. Confess Jesus Christ as Lord, and you will be saved. So anything outside of doing that, which grants us freedom, could be seen as somebody imposing some type of law. So that's something to be considered. Now on to the reading in Galatians 4. Now I say that an heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is master of all. But he is under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the Father. Even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoptions as sons. So here is exactly what I was talking about. We were under law, and at that time there were Jews and Gentiles, and basically everybody was expected to follow Jewish law. That was the way at that time. But there was a purpose for that. The purpose was that that people were held under that law until Jesus Christ would come. And so it had a purpose and a time, but when Jesus Christ came, we were set free from that law. Verse 6, and because you are sons, God, and by the way, if that doesn't understood, all that I would need to do would be go back one or two chapters on my blog radio and to get a better understanding of what is meant by that. Okay, verse 6, and because you are sons, God has sent forth his Spirit into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. But then indeed, when you did not know God, you served those which by nature are not God's. But now, after you have known God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you turn again to the weak and beggarly elements which you desire again to be in bondage? You observe days, months, seasons, and years. So here we go back into the Gentiles, the Galatians, going back into Jewish law, the same thing that they were set free from. And what set them free was Christ crucified and resurrected. And when that happened, the old way became a false way, because the old way prepared man for the new way. All the laws all pointed to the person that would fulfill the law perfectly, which would be Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ would take the sin of the world on him, went on his crucifixion, and upon his resurrection, he would raise up a church. That's me and you, if you're listening to this study, or the church at all. A church that would dominate in love through Christ. So out with the old, in with the new. Paul goes on to talk to the Galatians. I am afraid for you, lest I have labored for you in vain. Brethren, I urge you to become like me, for I have become like you. You have not injured me at all. You know that because of my physical infirmity, that I preached the gospel to you at the first. And my trial, which was in my flesh, you did not despise or reject, but you received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus, verse 15. What then was the blessing you enjoyed? For I bear you witness that, if possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and given them to me. See, here's the thing. Paul came to Galatia. He wasn't perfect. He wasn't physically perfect. He probably wasn't emotionally perfect. You know, he more than likely had some issues going on. But the Galatians were very gracious, and they would have plucked their own eyes out, he said, if that's what it would have taken to help Paul. He said that he brought the message of freedom, that we as a people are free, or you as a people, the Galatians as a people, are free from the law and are made perfect in Christ. But he has concerns because some of the Galatians are going back to the law. Now, to verse 16. Have I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? They, the Jews, the religious system of the time, they zealously court you, but for no good. Yes, they want to exclude you, that you may be zealous for them. But it is good to be zealous in a good thing, always, and not only when I am present with you, my little children for whom I labor in birth, and again until Christ be formed in you, I would like to present with you now, or I would like to be present with you now, and to change my tone, for I have doubts about you. Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? Paul's saying here that to the Galatians that are set free in Christ, that if you start to engage in law, Jewish law, do you know what you're getting into? Do you know the details of it? Do you know the ins and outs? Do you know the bondage of it all that has been created? In following old Jewish tradition and law. So Paul expresses his doubt, and he's patient with the Galatians. as Christ is being formed in them, Jews approach, really, it looks like a jealousy problem, and they want to exclude them really from their exclusive club and put them under control of Jewish law and tradition so that they'll have control over them. Some believe, I'm not too sure, but some believe that the religious system of the day attempts to do the same thing. I'll just leave it at that. Okay, verse 22. For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondwoman, the other by a free woman. That's another study. But he who was of the bondwoman was born according to the flesh, and he of the free woman through promise. That's another story. Which these things are symbolic, for these are the two covenants. The one from Mount Sinai, which gives birth to bondage. Mount Sinai is where the Ten Commandments were given from, which is Hagar. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia and corresponds to Jerusalem, which now is, and is in bondage with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, rejoice, O you who do not bear, break forth and shout, you who are not in labor, for the desolate has many more children than she who has a husband. The Jerusalem, we're all grafted in to God's kingdom, all people. The world at the time, made from the perspective of this writing, was broken into Jews and Gentiles. The Gentiles, the heathen, are the same. They are non-Jewish. So the world was broken into Jewish and non-Jewish. But now, through Jesus Christ, Him crucified, resurrected, for humanity, all are grafted in. All are brought in to that resurrection. Now it's just a matter of the individual accepting that for their life. Now we, brethren, as Isaac, verse 28, was our children of promise, but as he who was born according to the flesh then persecuted him that was born according to the Spirit, even it is so now. So, here you have Hagar and Isaac, one persecuting the other, law versus persecuting the free, legalism versus grace, rule-keeping versus freedom. And this is what's happening now. Nevertheless, what does the scripture say? Cast out the bondwoman and her son. Legalism, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman, which is grace. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. What this comes down to is the Galatians are being approached by the Jews and told that they need to follow rules and regulations that their religious body pretty much had created, but there was a purpose for that. It was to hold humanity in check and point to the person that would redeem them from such. And this is the situation here in Galatia, and Paul explains to humanity what it means to be free in Christ and what it means to be bound up in legalism. We are free in Christ because we are sons and daughters of God. And as sons and daughters of God, we have the Spirit living in us. As the Spirit lives through us, the Spirit is not bound by any law. It comes through Jesus Christ and Him crucified and resurrected. That's where the Spirit steps in, where we have our faith in that truth. Till next time, may God bless you.